This is Health Matters, looking into the eye-heart connection.
Research indicates that what's good for eye health is good for heart health. Is the reverse true? What's good for the heart is good for the eyes? Take saturated fat. We've been told for decades that saturated fats are bad for the heart because they lead to bad cholesterol. We've been advised to trim the fat off of meat, drink skim milk, and eat other low-fat products. Does this mean saturated fat is bad for the eyes as well?
That's a complicated question because there's mounting evidence that low-fat diets have not prevented heart disease. Michael Gurr, a renowned omega fats chemist, says, "Whatever causes coronary heart disease is not primarily the high consumption of saturated fat." His statement confirms recent research. Data from around the world indicates that high intake of saturated fat is not the primary cause of the cholesterol buildup that clogs arteries.
Take Finland. In general, the Finnish people have the highest cholesterol in the world. No surprise, as they have a fat-rich diet. In the 1950s and 60s, Finland's mortality rate due to coronary heart disease was very high when compared to international figures. The low-fat concept entered public knowledge and a Finnish village embarked on a health campaign. The villagers ate twice as much margarine as other towns and used skim milk instead of whole milk. When tested for cholesterol, they had even higher cholesterol levels than towns that did not switch to low-fat and unsaturated fat products.
Soviet Georgia is another case. That country has more people 100 years old or older than any country in the world. Yet the typical diet for these people is fatty meats and whole milk products. In other words, their high intake of saturated fats did not lead to the untimely deaths by heart disease.
We need a disclaimer here. If your doctor has found you have high cholesterol, it means you have high levels of bad cholesterol. Your doctor's directions for lowering high levels of bad cholesterol are important to your present and future health.
We're back to the balanced fat issue. As far as the eyes are concerned, today's science indicates that eyes need good fats in the right balance, just like the heart. The right balance of omega-3 and omega-6 fats. At the same time, there's no question that bad cholesterol is bad for the eyes. High levels of bad cholesterol cause plaque to build up in the central retinal artery and veins. This closes off the flow of blood to and from the eye, which in turn affects the optic nerve that connects your eye to your brain. The result is loss of vision. A deposit of cholesterol in the eye is actually visible as a thin white or gray ring around the edge of the cornea.
The need for omega-3 fats in the diet begins at birth. Omega-3 fats are found in breast milk, and studies have found that infants fed formula fortified with omega-3 fatty acids have significantly better visual acuity at 2 and 4 months of age than infants on formula without added omega-3 fats.
Canadian researchers found that infant girls whose mothers took omega-3 supplements were less likely to have below average visual acuity at 2 months. This doesn't necessarily mean the vision was affected long term, but it does mean that vision development was impacted.
Degenerative eye conditions are rare in young people, but the risk of developing eye problems increases as you age. Eye problems such as macular degeneration, dry eye syndrome, cataracts, and glaucoma. Studies suggest that this risk is cut by a third to a half when your diet includes sufficient levels of omega-3 fats.
Those studies also suggest that the risk of age-related eye disease is further reduced when the diet is supplemented with beta-carotene, vitamin C and E, zinc, and copper.
The good news is this. The same is true of heart risk. What promotes eye health does indeed promote heart health, and vice versa. Next week, we'll conclude our eye health report with a recap of major findings and a summary of the best food sources for good vision.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Poden, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.